Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lee Jollo. The Goulburn Valley begins the cleanup this morning after that freak storm struck Thursday afternoon. Emergency services have responded to around 150 callouts, with most of the damage suffered relating to trees down or buildings damaged. The Shepparton Library is closed today, and even GV Health has been affected, part of a roof collapsing. Chief Executive Matt Sharp says fortunately essential services have not been impacted. Protective services officers could be the solution to addressing crime at Morwell train station. That's according to Morwell Nationals MP Martin Cameron. He's pointing to Crime Statistics Agency data showing a 6.5% crime jump last year in the area. Police and Crime Prevention Minister Anthony Carbines has been asked for comment. A man accused of crashing his car while six times over the legal limit is expected to be charged on summons. The 52-year-old wasn't hurt in that Bingle in Kiala on Wednesday afternoon, but blowing .303 was enough to see his licence suspended on the spot. Indi MP Helen Haynes' plan to educate and help farmers take on climate change has the backing of some farmers' groups. Our region's farmers are becoming increasingly affected by climate change, and the MP has proposed sending 200 agricultural extension officers to various spots to help our growers. Farmers for Climate Action CEO Fiona Davis says doing this would be beneficial to more than just the environment.
There's a dedicated carbon neutral certification standard for farms, and so support for farmers to be able to become carbon neutral in their place can make a big difference to the resilience of their farm business, both what happens on farm but also their ability to sell their products.
And applications are now open for the Victorian State Government's second round of the Power Saving Bonus. The government's urging residents to compare prices between energy providers. To sport now, and the Goulburn Valley Suns are back at McEwen Reserve on Saturday for their Victorian NPL 3 clash with Beaumaris. The side is expecting a tougher contest than their round one opponents, Downing Barundera 4-0.